Romans 5, verses 6 to 8, the blessings of being made righteous, part 3. The blessing found in verses 6 to 8 is God's unconditional love. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for sending Jesus to die for our sins because of your great love. Reveal more of your love and grace to us today, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Let's read verses 6 to 8. For at just the right time, while we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Verse 7. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. Verse 8. But God proves his love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The meditation questions for verses 6 to 8 are, what can we learn about the love of God from these verses? Why is it so important to understand that God loves us unconditionally? God's love for us is unconditional. He proved this love for us through the cross. Some translations say that God demonstrated his love for us by Christ dying for us while we were still sinners. Christ died for us when we were powerless and in rebellion against him. We were hopeless or helpless or powerless to do anything about our sinfulness. We were unrighteous, but he made us righteous through his sacrifice for us. There are rare examples of people dying for others, but probably no examples of someone who died for their enemy. But Christ died for us when we were still sinners. He died for people who are evil and controlled by sin. He died for people who deserve to suffer the wrath of God and judgment and his judgment. He took our judgment upon himself and that of the whole world. God's love is unconditional. It is easy to doubt that God really loves us, especially when we fail, sin, or make mistakes. Sometimes it is hard to believe that God loves us when we are going through sickness, trials, and hard times. We need always to look at our difficulties against the background of the cross. Jesus proved his love for us on the cross while we were still sinners. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love and mercy. I encourage you all to memorize Romans 5:8 and to treasure it in your hearts. God proves his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God's supreme act of love came at a time when we were most unlovable. This is the nature of unconditional love, and it's the character of our Father in heaven. Jesus told us to have perfect love like our Father in heaven. In Matthew 5:44 and 45, Jesus told us to love our enemies and even those who persecute us. And he said that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He wants us to love others with the same unconditional love that God has and that he is. Jesus said in Matthew 5:46, if you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Aren't even tax collectors doing that? Tax collectors and gangsters can love people who love them. Jesus told us to love people who do not love us. This is true love. However, to love people with God's unconditional love, we must remain in his love and be fully assured of his love for us. I will share a few other verses you should treasure in your hearts. Greater assurance of God's love for you. John 3:16 is, of course, a verse everyone knows, but it never gets old. God loved the world so much that he gave his only son so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. A very famous theologian, Karl Barth, was asked, what is the greatest thought that has ever gone through your mind? After he thought for a long time, he replied by saying, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. This was a profound and correct answer. There is nothing greater than any of us could think about or know than that Jesus loves us and has shown his love for us by dying in our place. There is no greater truth in all the universe. God loves you. Jesus died for you and for me. Also, please memorize Romans 8:32 and hide it in your heart. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? God's love, grace, and compassion for you did not change after you believed in Jesus. God already gave his son for you. He will not now become stingy with his love and grace. It says that now with him, he will graciously give us all things. There are many more scriptures about the greatness of God's love for us. Can we even calculate the greatness of his love for us? Let's pray. Father, thank you for your unconditional love. Give us the faith to never doubt your love and to receive it every day by believing you. In Jesus' name, amen.